Hello,
this is Belinda Noah, and this is the eighth in a series of podcasts concerning securities laws. In this podcast, we will discuss the process that should be utilized by non-U.S. issuers considering accessing the United States capital markets. Now, the process normally starts out with the issuer engaging one or more securities firms with presence in the United States capital markets to handle the transaction. That is the underwriters or agents. Now, the issuers and the securities firms normally engage law firms and their teams to assist in documenting the transaction and ensuring that it complies with the United States securities laws, rules, and regulations. Now, the non-U.S. issuer must decide whether to offer securities under the 1933 Act or to offer the securities pursuant to an exemption from registration. Now, the issuer must decide whether to offer the securities solely in the United States or in other jurisdictions. Not all non-U.S. issuers are considered foreign private issuers. Any sale or transfer of securities in the United States and certain securities activities outside of the United States or governed by the United States and state securities laws. Hence, U.S. securities laws govern non-U.S. issuers of securities. If a non-U.S. company is a foreign private issuer, the non-U.S. company is subject to reduced prospectus disclosure. In connection with securities offerings such as initial public offerings and in regard to its periodic reporting, if the non-U.S. issuer does not qualify as a foreign private issuer, the non-U.S. issuer is subject to the same registration and disclosure requirements as a United States company. To qualify as a foreign private issuer, your company must meet the following requirements. Your company must be a non-U.S., non-governmental company, and 50% or less of your company's voting shares must be held by shareholders who are residents of the United States. Now, if your company cannot meet the aforementioned requirements, then to qualify as a foreign private issuer, you must pass this test. Is your company a non-U.S., non-governmental company, and 50% or more of your company voting shares are held by U.S. residents? Now, if you answer yes, then are the majority of your company's executives and directors not U.S. citizens or residents in the United States? And or 50% or more of your company's assets located outside the United States? And is your company managed primarily outside the United States? And if your company can answer yes to the first question, and then answers yes to all of the other questions, your company qualifies as a foreign private issuer. Now, some of the advantages of being a foreign private issuer rather than a United States issuer include reduced disclosure and reporting requirements. You can choose to submit financial statements according to GAAP, that is the General Accepted Accounting Principles, or IFRS, that is the International Reporting Standards, or Home Accounting Standards. You are also exempt from the Securities and Exchange Commission proxy rules, as well as being exempt from disclosure requirements of Regulation FD regarding disclosure of non-public information. And you also can use registration forms and reporting forms specifically designed for foreign private issuers. And you are entitled to an automatic exemption allowing your equity securities to be traded in the United States over-the-counter market without registration under Section 12G if you maintain a listing of your securities in your primary non-US trading market and publish electronically and in English specify non-disclosure documents. And finally, you may be entitled to limited confidentiality. So until the next episode, this has been Belinda Noah. And this is Belinda Noah signing off. Have a great rest of your day and week. Thank you.